Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
And good morning, everybody. Great to be with you as we begin a new broadcast week here on Political Coffee. Today is Political Coffee Clatch Day. In a moment, I'll tell you what's on tap for all of that tonight and why you should consider coming and joining us from 6 to 8 down at Sparky's Brewing Company, right off of Mission behind Carl's Jr. and Popeyes tonight from 6 to 8. I'll tell you what we're going to be talking about tonight. Tomorrow night, by the way, is an issue that is highly relevant to us who believe that the city of Salem needs greatly different leadership. Tomorrow night is the governor or the mayor's debate between Julie Hoy, Salem city councilor, who championed we, the taxpayers, against Mayor Chris Hoy and his income tax increase. Well, actually, his income tax. It wasn't an increase. It was never before done. And as you remember, defeated by 83%. Now, tomorrow night is that debate at 6 p.m. at the Elsinore Theater. There are tickets that are free, and you can get there if you want. It's new leadership. And tonight at Political Coffee Clatch, hopefully we're going to have Julie Hoy and other candidates joining us to, again, talk about where they're at in their campaigns. And then I'm going to be giving you training tonight. I promised that 2 weeks ago. We just had way too many candidates there. And my friend Brian Boquist, state senator, who's running for treasurer, just waxed eloquent and it went too long. And there we went. Didn't have enough time to get it done. Well, we're going to do it tonight. I don't have any guest speakers coming tonight specifically other than those candidates that want to show up. And I will give them all an opportunity to talk to you, the members of this audience that are activists, you that make it a point to come to our Political Coffee Clatch events. And I'm very grateful for that. I'm thankful for all of you who listen. Those of you who are whistleblowers in government. Those of you who work in government at all levels. And you want better government. Because you see things happening on a daily basis, and you know it's just not right. And you've tried to fix it, and you can't fix it. Because the people in charge won't listen to you. That's why we need different people in charge. And at all levels, friends. City of Salem is paramount. State representatives. All of it. Certainly, the statewide offices that are up, the Attorney General's office, we've got two Republicans running for that. I strongly, strongly endorse Will Lathrop. I'm going to try to get him on the air at some point in time this week. Certainly, three candidates running for Oregon Secretary of State on the Republican side. We don't know who the Democrats are going to put up. There's a big fight going on there between Tobias Reid and Senator James Manning. Is a Democrat from Eugene. So, and then of course, the treasurer's race, which Brian Boquist is running unopposed. Now, having said all of that, tonight we're going to, whatever candidates show up at Political Coffee Clatch, they're going to have an opportunity to speak like always. And more importantly, listen to you. Because if you have questions for them, you need to come tonight. And you need to have those conversations with them. It's important. They're asking you, as all candidates do, but specifically, these are people right here in your backyard of Salem. And they need to have interaction with you. They need to know what's important to you. Because this is your opportunity to impact their thinking, for them to impact yours. Tonight, I'm going to be giving you specific training about how you can help them or anyone else who's running for office, literally by going door to door. And I'm going to share with you the benefits of what I learned going door to door some years ago and how we continue to teach that. And I'll be using the basic canvassing syllabus, if you will, specific training from Western Liberty Network. And go to WLN.org, WesternLibertyNetwork.org. Click on the training tab and go down to canvassing. My friend Rich Burke, who worked with me in grassroots politics after I left the legislature in 2007, has, again, developed this long-form and short-form curriculums that help grassroots people change their world. And that's what this show's about. And that's what Political Coffee Clatch is about tonight. And then there's one other thing, and I want you to listen to me right now. Tonight, we're going to talk about the Black American patriots who started and ended the Revolutionary War. I've got a rather informative and stunning 20-minute video about this very thing, with many things you probably have never heard, because I hadn't. Some of them I had, and just frankly had forgotten over the course of a lifetime. But this is relevant. It's relevant to today, because everything's about race, isn't it? Everything is about race. It's the only, that and the abortion card are the only cards that the Marxists, notice I didn't say the Democrats, the Marxists have to play that is meaningful in any way. There's a, and the reason I say that is because it is obvious that everything they're trying, the left, and not just the Democrat Party, but the left, the Marxist, the people who believe in tyranny, believe that you're too stupid to make decisions for yourself, those people, what they're doing is not working at virtually any level. Tonight, we'll hear from candidates about what they're hearing at the door. 2 weeks ago, we had Celine Coleman running for Ward 1 here in Salem. And we had Michael Hulselton, who's running for Ward 5. Tell us what they're hearing at the door from people. This is why we're going to talk about that tonight, because it is powerful in preserving your liberty, and that's what it's all about. Liberty is that thing that is so precious. And as Ronald Reagan said, and I just paraphrase it, liberty's, he called it freedom, I call it liberty, it's very much the same thing, is never more, liberty or freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. It isn't passed through our children in our genetics. It has to be taught, has to be fought over, debated. This is absolutely correct and right on the money. This is why liberty is that common bond that really does bind us together. And it does, friends. By the way, Anna Munson, who's running for Marion County, County Clerk, will be there tonight at Political Coffee Clutch. So I want to invite you all to come again to Sparky's Brewing Company. I will send out the email. I didn't get it done last night. It just had extremely long, busy day yesterday, all revolving around faith. And it was a wonderful day. And I hope that you had a great weekend. I hope that you are ready to take on a new week, a new opportunity. If you got your voters pamphlet in the mail, and you should have, I got mine last week, it means ballots are coming out really soon. That's why this is the perfect time, if you've thought about helping a candidate, any of the candidates, it doesn't matter who they are, Go knock on doors. Tonight's training is for you. And I want you to consider joining us again at 6 to 8 tonight at Sparky's Brewing Company off of 23rd and Mission. Again, it's right behind the Carl's Jr. and the Popeyes. You can't miss it, folks. It's family friendly. You can bring your kids, too, by the way. 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. You know, the mayor's race in Salem would be probably a lot less controversial, and maybe the entire fiasco, disaster that was the Salem City Council's vote to enact a income tax, maybe that wouldn't have happened if they had chosen to hire PacWest Lobby. PWLobby.com is their website. I know these people well. They lobbied me when I served in the House of Representatives many years ago, because they give good advice based on experience, based on polling, and they do all of that. They're a very well-rounded organization. The reason I share that with you is because you may be part of an organization that's not doing too well before the city, before the county, before the legislature. Sometimes you need some professional help with people who have relationships who can get it. And life is about relationships. You guys know that. This is why it's important. Maybe you should consider hiring PacWest Lobby to help you out. Maybe your association, your group. PWLobby.com. PWLobby.com. Folks, Donald Trump has taken his biggest lead ever. It's a Breitbart story over Joe Biden in the CNN poll. This is why I tell you, this is a unique time in American history. Our republic, our constitutional republic, is under attack by the Marxist forces that control the Oregon legislature and the governor's office. And speaking of the governor, we learned that Tina Kotek's PR person resigned, and that there was this big email dump Friday. Now, the reason that you do it on Friday, because nobody's paying attention over the weekend, right? Everybody's just thinking about all the fun they're going to have and all the things they want to get away from, like politics on the weekend. I get it. So I've got two stories up today about these thousands of emails, thousands of pages of email that were released Friday afternoon. And this is in response to the Capitol Chronicle and other media requests, public records requests. The staff had deep concerns about you know what we found out? That the governor's mentally ill wife, who's a recovering addict, was crossing ethical lines and compromising the office's ability to tackle the state's housing and behavioral health issues. In fact, what we learned is that the governor's wife, the mentally ill, addicted person, because once you have an addiction, you will always have it, has been having a much bigger role than what we were first told. Imagine that. Imagine a Marxist governor trying to hide things from you and I. Well, thankfully, at least we have some honest reporters out there. And kudos to Willamette Week and Capital Chronicle for diving into this. Back in a moment. There's lots to talk about. Don't go away.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 22 minutes past the top of the hour. It's an honor to have each and every one of you with us today. 503-589-1220. So that's the number to call, or shoot me an email to jeff at 1220.am or jeff at KSLM. Dot news. By the way, a little teaser for tonight at the Political Coffee Clatch. Remember I said that I'm going to be showing a 20-minute video that really gives you I don't know how to say this in any other, just then to be right up front and bold, it gives you absolute persuasive ammunition to counter the leftist narrative that's out there that even many Republicans have bought into about slavery in America. Did you know that America was the first nation in the world to end the slave trade? Did you know that? Did you know that America was the fourth nation in the world to ban it under law? We weren't the first. We were the first to end the slave trade. Did you know that? Oh, there's a lot more, folks. There's a lot more. And we'll get to it all. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am, Jeff at KSLM.news. Caller, hang on, I'll get to you in just a second. Jim wrote an email. This is about the ongoing controversy about this chicken farm in Linn County out in Sia. I used to represent that area. I know those people really well. This is an expansion of a proposed chicken farm. They got a permit and then all hell broke loose and it went away. And now there's a new law passed that says you have to have a mile setback from residential property lines. Wow, that just kills basically any, basically says you can't. That's what Jim wrote about. He said, a mile setback from residential property lines. Jeff, that seems like a pretty tall order. Just how many acres would you need to make that possible? Oh, like maybe 1,000 or better. He says, my Oregon public school math lets me down again. Oh, boy. Stephen Miller writes, Trader Joe better hope he still has immunity. Stephen Miller was Donald Trump's and is an advisor to Trump. He's a very conservative and very articulate speechwriter. So Trader Joe better hope he still has immunity after the Supreme Court rules on Trump's cases. Ooh. Let's go to the phones. Caller, good morning. Your name and what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, Jeff. It's Bill.
Hey, Bill. Good to hear your voice, man.
Hey, I don't know if this has been brought up or not, but I was looking at my voter pamphlet this weekend, and it does not have Donald Trump as our president, but it has Joe Biden in there.
So, yes, Trump put out a press release that since he's the effective nominee in the primary, he's not going to waste time or money putting something in the Oregon pamphlet, Oregon voters pamphlet for the primary election. Believe me, he'll be in there for the general election. But yeah, that was a reason they decided to do that on purpose.
Okay, well, good, because that's what kind of president we need. Somebody who's willing to save money. Anyway, have a great day and have a blessed week.
You too. Bill, it's always good to hear your voice, man. Thank you so much for hanging with us and for calling in. Friends, by the way, I want to remind you that you can always go to KSLM.news and you can get the political coffee clatch, the actual podcast, the recording of this entire show and the callers. You can download it. You can listen to it. You can take pieces of it, whatever you want to do with it. And you can also see all the stories that I talk about, okay? Because I put the links to them on that. So you can just go to KSLM.news, click on local podcasts, click on political coffee, and every show that we have done is podcasted there. And you can find them all. You can find the date. So I would encourage you to do that. I also want to encourage you to think seriously about supporting your own liberty by buying products from MyPillow, just like I do. They have all these pillows. I mean, I paid a lot more than that for my pillows. They're now $25. The towel sets. When I bought my original towel sets, they were more than $25. The slippers. And I mean all of the slippers, $25. And you just go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code PC23 that's unique to the show, and you'll get all these incredible discounts. Plus, there's free shipping over $75. So do that. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code PC23. That's how you're going to help support Mike Lindell with what he does, fighting for free and fair elections and to get rid of the machines, which often are not getting it right. Sorry if you hear the cat meowing in the background there. Got a great email, by the way, from Eric Garland. Eric listens to the show. He's a patriot. And now, there are wolves in sheep's clothing, folks. He wrote an email to my friend, Kevin Sterrett of Oregon Firearms Federation. And it's about, he said he had a flyer from Michael Newgard, who's running for state rep. And his promotional piece says he's endorsed by the Oregon gun owners. And Eric asks, is this a trick to use a fake endorsement? Because you can't find anything about these people. Well, Kevin's responded, they're a front group for gun control. Anybody that's endorsed, including Christine Goodwin, a Republican running for the Senate, is endorsed by these people. They are absolutely nothing more than a pro-gun group, according to Kevin. Be careful when people purport to have Second Amendment backing.
Stop the car. We gotta move. Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
23 minutes before the top of the hour. Great to have you back with us on a Monday as we begin a new broadcast week here on KSLM and Political Coffee. You know, I want to say something about that email that I just read. The response about from Kevin Sterrett, you have to understand that's what Kevin Sterrett believes. And I know Kevin well. He's a good friend of mine. He's uncompromising in what he believes about things. Now, when he says they're a front group for gun control, I would need to explore that. That's his opinion. I'm just reading that back to you because it was part of an email that Eric sent to me. Now, subsequently, then, we find that a new group has been formed on Friday. And Josh of Noncompliant America sent this to me. And it's also part of this email. And it is that on Friday, a new PAC was formed. And it's called Oregon Gun Rights. Now, the whole reason I'm bringing all of this up to you is for one reason and one reason only. Just because something sounds good doesn't mean that it is. You cannot take things at face value anymore. This is why it is so important that you do your own research, especially when it comes to candidates and especially when it comes to people who are telling you that they share your values. Do they really? Who's behind them? Money is the mother's milk of politics, friends. Really is. So the reason I bring this entire email up to you is so that you will absolutely be diligent in researching and understanding, just like Eric was, because he went online. He couldn't find a lot of information about these people. Okay? So, this is actually an email exchange from Saturday. So on Friday, and this is what Josh was saying, is whoever this was just created a fake, what he calls a fake political action committee on Friday. So Tim Knope's son registered a PAC called Gun Rights First on Friday. The opinion of both Josh and Kevin Starrett is that they think this is nothing more than a front political action committee for what Kevin calls this non-existent clown show. So just because people say things like the right of the people to bear and keep arms shall not be infringed, that's apparently on the Oregon Gun Rights website, which doesn't tell you anything about them, who's behind them or anything. Just because it sounds good doesn't mean that it is. This is why you have to do your due diligence. Because what am I asking you to do? I'm asking you to persuade persuadable people. Well, one of the things you have to be sure that you're doing is when you're making persuasive arguments, that the stuff you're talking about is real. And that these people can do the same, to not take your word for it, but that these people would do the same thing that I'm asking you to do. That's diligently look into these people and what it is that they're saying. Who's behind them? Follow the money. Always, always, always follow the money. Now, I will say also at the same time, and we'll talk a little bit about this tonight at Political Coffee Clatch, but I will tell you that just because someone gives you money as a candidate doesn't mean that you're in their pocket. If you are a person of principle, let me say that again. This is important. If you are a person of principle, just because somebody gives you money doesn't mean you totally agree with them. It doesn't mean you're going to vote the way they want you to vote all the time. I can tell you several stories about me not doing that when I served in the House of Representatives and others that I served with that are absolutely people of principle. So do your due diligence, friends, and I mean this sincerely. Examine the people that are involved politically. What are their motivations? What are the things that they believe? The people that are behind them, where are they getting their money? Are they getting money from a George Soros, or are they getting money from an ultra-right donor? Whatever you want to describe that as. That tells you a lot about where their allegiances might lie. Philosophically, I mean, just say this to yourself. If you're pro-life, would you give money to Planned Parenthood? Probably not. If you're pro-life, would you give money to pro-choice candidates? Probably not. Because you're not philosophically aligned with them, and you shouldn't be. So again, I want to go back to this point. This is so important. If I'm asking you to come tonight to Political Coffee Clatch and to learn how you can go help a Julie Hoy, a Celine Coleman, an Anna Munson, Michael Hoselton get elected by going door to door? If I'm asking you to do that, if I'm asking you to be persuasive in the stories and how we talk about them, if I'm asking you to do that, I'm also asking you to make sure that what you're sharing with people is absolutely right on the money. Now, it doesn't mean that you cannot say these things in a way that gets their attention. You hear me talk about this all the time. I characterized House Bill 2005, which thankfully, and kudos to all the House Republicans who killed that bill, I characterize it as the Democrats' porn forever in schools bill, because that's ultimately what it did. That wasn't the name of it. So what I'm telling you, if you want to get people's attention, say it boldly. Don't be afraid. House Bill 2002 gave the right to perform abortions on 10-year-old girls without parental knowledge or consent. That's the way you characterize the bill, because that's what it did, and that gets people's attention. Porn forever in schools bill, same thing. The loss of your gun rights, same thing. But you need to be careful, because what is truth? Tonight we're going to talk about the true facts having to do with racism in regards to America's history of slavery. I'll show this 20-minute video, and it's powerful, because it gives you the opportunity to learn some things, frankly, that I had not learned until I saw this a week ago. And it gives you ammunition, if you will, since we're talking Second Amendment stuff, ammunition to have those persuasive conversations with people who are just listening to people who are not only mischaracterizing or just distorting the truth. Truth can be an elusive thing. But absolute, you have to believe that there is an absolute truth, folks. You know, I'm waxing a little philosophical. There's a reason why Tina Kotek's staff is deserting her. There's a reason why they're hiding the involvement of her wife. Why? Somebody needs to find the truth. It needs to expose it. Maybe it's one of you that has inside knowledge of what's going on there. There is an absolute truth. It is wrong to murder people. There is an absolute truth about slavery. We're going to talk about it tonight. It's 6:48.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
So we have we do have a special guest tonight, by the way. I misspoke a little bit because I forgot about this. Thank you, Avis, for reminding me. There's a lady tonight who, by the name of Tina, is not Tina Kotek, folks. She's going to be at the Political Coffee Clutch. This other lady named Tina, who is executive director of the Council of Ethical Organizations out in Alexandria, Virginia. They mitigated fines and penalties of some of the largest white collar crime indictments in U.S. history. She's going to come tonight and share with us a little bit about what that is, because that directly relates to what happened with John Kitzhaber and his unethical first girlfriend and why he had to resign the governorship. Maybe that's what's going on here in the governor's office under Tina Kotek with her staff that are leaving. Press person just resigned. And now we learn that the governor's wife is having a much bigger role than anybody previously thought or was disclosed. By the way, if you're looking for that second opinion, no, not on your health, although I think that's a very good idea. Certainly when it comes to your personal comfort in your home or your business, Freedom Heating and Air will come and give you a free second opinion, which, by the way, costs them money. Put somebody in a vehicle, drive them to your location, examine what's going on with your system, and either affirm or not affirm somebody else who's come to you first and said, hey, you need to replace that whole system, and that's going to be expensive. Maybe you need that free second opinion because maybe it isn't really what needs to happen. Maybe there's other things that can be done. Go to Freedom Heating and Air. Check it out. FreedomHeatingandAir.net is their website. It's a great website. Give them a call. They'll come out and give you a free second opinion. 503-580-1456. 580-1456. Doug writes an email. Oh, boy, oh, boy. Candidate debates. No, we don't have debates tonight. We just have candidates sharing their vision for how they should serve you. I will say I am surprised that the news broke on Friday, or maybe it was Saturday. I'm trying to remember what day it was. That Joe Biden has agreed to debate Donald Trump. Oh, that's going to be a circus. Anyway, Doug writes, our lawful form of government is under attack by Marxists, you say. Yeah, it is. Indeed, in America, the supreme law of the land are those powers granted and extended to only a few enumerated cases. Don't forget to remind your voter friends what John Dixon said. All artful rulers who strive to extend their power beyond its just limits endeavor to give their attempts as much semblance of legality as possible. Since an individual cannot lawfully use force against the person, liberty, or property of another individual, then the common force, for the same reason, cannot lawfully be used to destroy the person, liberty, or the property of individuals or groups. The law has been used to destroy its own objective. It has been applied to annihilating the justice that it was supposed to maintain, to limiting and destroying rights, which its real purpose was to respect. A replete perversion of how the law was meant to be used. And this perversion of law takes place. Society is separated into two classes, the plunderers and the plundered. For Marxists, the law now sanctions what Bastiat called legal plunder, which is taxation, by the way. John writes about this Oregon gun rights group. He says, imagine a world where none of the 2A advocacy groups in your state would endorse you. So you formed your own 2A group so you can endorse yourselves. Welcome to the clown world. Now, that is this Oregon gun rights group. And, you know, John, I'm not sure I agree with you here, because there are some very good people that I know personally that come regularly to the Political Coffee Clatch that are endorsed by Oregon gun rights. Like Brian Boquist, okay, Off would not endorse him for obvious reasons. Christine Goodwin. But other people like Colleen Martin, Josephine County Commissioner, Cyrus Javadi, who's currently serving in the House of Representatives, very conservative, Darcy Edwards, Darren Harbick, whom I know personally, who is running against Charlie Conrad, the only Republican to vote in favor of the bill that allows 10-year-olds to have abortions without parental consent and knowledge. Darren Harbick is running against Charlie Conrad, the guy who voted for that. Ed Deal. I don't know. Is Ed Deal, is his voting record so bad that he couldn't get endorsed by Off? And there are others here that I know personally, including Mark Scholl, which I think is a very good Clackamas County Commissioner, former Marine. Mike Erickson, Monique Despain, Roger Nyquist, who's my longtime friend and chair of the Linn County Commission. Sherry Springer, Linn County Commissioner, also longtime friend, former legislator. And just go on, and Will Lathrop for Attorney General and others. So I don't know that that's entirely accurate. What's going to come out of this is, what do these people really believe, and how are they going to serve you? And I. Linda writes about slavery. The statistics you read about slavery in the United States, I learned when I was in school. That stuff isn't taught anymore. The only thing that's taught is insurrection. Did you see there's a train derailment on the steel bridge in Portland? No, I didn't. That's news to me. Doing the math. I know. Jim writes me a lot of great emails. Anyway, folks, come and join us tonight. Donald Trump has this big lead nationally, according to the CNN poll, over Joe Biden. Now, what really matters is the battleground state. But my point to you is that what the left is doing ain't working against Trump. And it isn't working in a lot of ways. But what is the power of faith to pray for this great nation and then to stand up and take action by supporting people. And we'll encourage you to join us tonight, the Political Coffee Clatch at Sparky's from 6 to 8. I'll be sending out an email shortly. This is all about candidates. It's all about how you, and tonight I'm specifically going over the training about how you can help these candidates get elected at the local level. And then we're going to play this video about absolute truth when it comes to the history of slavery in America. And yes, the American Revolutionary War started with the death of a black man and ended with a black man's activities. Power. See you tonight.